If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I want to offer you a new way of life, a new way to live, a new perspective, a change of pace, an option. I feel that many of us go through our life and we feel like we have little options. We have to do certain things, live a certain way, act a certain way, present ourselves in a specific way, and all these things. And it seems like we keep doing it over and over and over again, and it becomes a broken record. Often you'll ask somebody how their day is, and their response is same, different day. It's tough. It's like there's never anything new going on. We always feel to some degree that we're just redoing the same day, reliving it over and over again, and there's only slight changes and variations. And it's almost like we feel like we're on this, like this cycle of life, and it's just going to keep happening over and over again. Nothing's new, nothing exciting, and we got to deal with it. Well, on today's show, I have a new option. I have a different option for you. I have a new way of life that you can try out and see if you like it. You know, no harm, no foul. If you don't like it, you go back to living the same stuff, same every day, in and out, no big deal. If you do like it, guess what? Life begins to get sweeter. Colors become brighter. People become nicer and more sincere. The depth of what we see becomes even more deep. Our spiritual level of awareness becomes very vibrant. And the people we love get to realize it more and more, and vice versa. It's a new way of life. It's a new way of living. It's a way of getting away from the humdrum realities of life, the things that we feel are just the same, 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 and actually computing each and every moment of every day in a different way. Are you ready? Because I know I'm ready. I've been ready, and I've been actually working on a new way of life for a long time. Almost 10 years ago, I wrote my first book called Live Your True Life, and in that book, there was a chapter, and in one of those chapters, I wrote a paragraph, and in that paragraph, I came up with a new way of life. I'm taking that paragraph now and creating an entire lifestyle based on that paragraph, how you can change your life and modify it right now with a new way. Are you ready? Let's go. The new way of life that I am, well, suggesting, giving you options for, illuminating, illustrating via my voice here on the radio, is the way of the dog. The way of the dog first made its entrance in the Live Your True Life book, the original book, probably almost 10 years ago. And I added it to my second book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. And now I'm creating an entire lifestyle based on the way of the dog. So let's begin with discussing the way of the dog and how you can implement this into your daily life to change your way of life so that it is what? Uplifting, interesting, dynamic, sincere, beautiful, never boring. So it's up to you if you want to jump on board. There's room for you to start living the way of the dog. Okay, so let's begin the conversation here on Live Your True Life Perspectives in a judgment-free zone, because that's what this is. Authentic content, rarely heard content, especially in this universe at this time, for people that are ready to have a fulfilling life that they've always thought of or dreamed of or even thought that was not possible. Well, I'm here to tell you today, anything is possible. Belief and action are part of making anything possible. So let's begin with how we actually begin to live the way of the dog. The first thing that we have to do when we establish this new way of life is to realize that everything is new. Everything is new. Okay? And you say, Ashley, how is that? How can that be? I've done this before. I go to work at the same place every day. How does that make that new? Okay. Well, I'm telling you this. When we become really aware of things, we realize that everything is new. Every moment is a specific moment in time that will never be replayed. Okay, first and foremost, that is a deep comment right there. Each moment of your life will never be replayed. It cannot be factory made. It cannot be replicated. So once we've lost the moment, we've lost the moment. Do you get what I'm saying? Once we've lost the moment, we've lost the moment. And if you're not paying attention and you're not in the moment, you've lost it. And so we realize the way of the dog is that everything is new. So every single drive to work is a new drive. We can choose to go different routes. We can choose to be aware of different things, whether it's the cloud formations or, you know, the car tags and the plates in front of us. Maybe it's the trees around us. Maybe it could be listening to an incredible symphony song in our car. It could be being very mindful all the way to work and being aware of things that we aren't always aware of. It could be seeing those amazing butterflies that fly by us that we didn't realize that butterflies could get that big. It's all different things that come into the accordance of that everything is new. And when we begin to realize that every single moment of every single day is new and that we have to live life accordingly, we begin to realize the value of each moment and we don't put it down. Oftentimes, we don't realize the value of the moment that we have. We see it as all the same. It's homogenized. It's boring. We've been there before. Because we have a tendency of saying, well, I do this every day, and so therefore it's got to be the same every day, when that's just not the case. And I find it interesting because I feel that when you begin to realize that every single moment is a new moment, we begin to embrace it more. When we begin to embrace it more, what happens? We begin to see the amazing part of it. We begin to realize and change our perspective to allow for new things to happen. And we begin to do what? We begin to enjoy them and embrace them. You know, another aspect of the way of the dog is to be happy to be alive. I feel that many of us aren't really that happy to be alive. We don't really focus on it at all, quite honestly. Many of us have a lot of issues, a lot of beefs with life. We argue, we nag, we find problems, we find the faults in everything, we discuss those faults. There's something constant all the time that makes us unhappy. Whether it's the weather or our job or somebody in our life, we find reasons why we should be unhappy. We talk about these over and over again. We hash and rehash the negativity, when in reality, we should be happy about the fact that we're here. Okay. And I know for some of you, you're like, Ashley, this is really simple. I get it. But you know what? It's about reinforcement. For others of you, it's probably the first time you really thought about it, because, you know, we get into that robotic way of life and we forget the fact that we are spirit beings in a body. And it's nice to be alive because, I don't know, I mean, where else would you be at right now? And when we realize the value of that, we begin to do what? We begin to value our time more. What else happens? We place it at a higher value. We use it accordingly. We take our time and effort to create things. We make things. We appropriate things. Very interesting stuff. Very interesting stuff. And we also hold our life at a higher level. We hold our life at a higher level. And it makes sense. Do you see what I'm saying? Because we begin to put more effort into our daily life. We begin to put more effort into things that we wouldn't necessarily put effort into. And also we begin to find the value of being alive. So things that we would take for granted, we no longer take for granted. And I know that some of you out there are like, Ashley, come on, you know, I get this. And I get it. It's reinforcement. But others of you out there really have not embraced your life at all, whether it was traumatic childhood, overcoming adversity. There's a lot of things out there. A lot of us had some painful upbringing. Okay. And so sometimes in life, it's been a pain. It's been more agony than it's been worth it. It's been hard to find the silver lining. It's hard to find the love and support. You feel like you're a lone ranger just trying to forge for yourself, the lone wolf, and it gets overwhelming. And in those situations, sometimes there's a consideration of wishing that you weren't alive. And so I'm here to remind you that we have to make our life worth living. No matter what people have done to us in our past, we've got to let that go. Because we have this one life to live. If somebody's done damage to you and hurt you, the damage and hurt should be done. Try to stop it now and don't allow that to keep damaging and hurting you for the rest of your life. They shouldn't get that type of power over you. And when we give them that power, we've given them our life and we've sacrificed our own life because of their own bonehead ways. And that's just not worth it to me. When I return, I'll be talking more about the way of the dog. In the meantime, go to my YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, put in Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. You'll see some recent videos about relationships and overcoming adversity, and I put out a new video every week. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes. Are you dealing with a spouse who you suspect or has been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder? Are you unsure of what to do and feel as though you're walking on broken glass? Need direction to proceed with your life? I specialize in working with BPD and the victims of it. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, and send me a message. I'll respond within 24 hours, and we'll set up our first session together so that you can get some true and authentic perspective.
Help your aging dog regain their flexibility and mobility they had when they were young. Give them all-natural Precious Paws hip and joint relief to reduce inflammation and feel better with no dangerous side effects. Works for working dogs and injured dogs, too. It's vet-approved and available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They'd do it for you. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, Icon Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now. Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm offering you a new way of life, a new way of living, a new approach, a new perspective. Something that actually might work to create more value and understanding in your life. In order to get the most out of this life, we've got to really figure out exactly who we are and what we stand for. We've got to figure out exactly what we want out of life, but we have to know the value of our life. Once we realize and we understand our value, we live a different type of life. We live a different type of lifestyle. We live in a bigger level. We live more appropriate to the value of who we are. And as we go through this process and we realize our value and we realize this stuff and we impart all this stuff, we begin to understand who we truly are. And when you impart the ideas of the way of the dog that I'm sharing with you right now on today's show, it begins with realizing that everything is new. There's a new process for everything. It's not humdrum. It's not constant, same stuff, different day. You actually begin to see the value in the things that are new. You begin to see things in a different perspective. You begin to take that same similar drive to work, and you begin to understand that there's more to life than meets the eye. You begin to see the subtleties that you haven't seen before. You begin to understand that type of thing, and you begin to embrace that instead of just seeing things very quickly and homogenized and losing the essence of that moment. When we impart the way of the dog, we also realize how we should be happy to be alive, not just like for the moment, but embracing every moment of every day and realizing that we are alive and using that and valuing that in such a way that we actually do things at our highest good. Okay, doing things at the highest good instead of just wasting our time. You know, how many times until you realize your value do you waste your time? Do you waste the moments that you have? Do you waste your precious time doing things that you don't need to be doing? And how many times have you wasted time with people that you don't need to be wasting time with? I mean, all these things are things that you want to take into consideration. Thoughts that you want to impart in your mind, the things that you want to basically create in your life to make these things work. The next step in the way of the dog is realizing that in order to live the way of the dog, it's got to be a judgment-free, gossip-free zone. Okay? If you haven't realized it by now, if you think about it, and if you have a dog, you realize that a dog sees everything new. Okay? The car rides are new. The walks, even though you might be walking the same way you always walk with the dog, it's new. Even though they eat the same food every day, they're still happy to have it. Do you see what I'm saying? Because it might taste different that day. Maybe you added a little water to create a gravy. Do you see what I'm saying? There's various different things that we can impart from learning from our own dog. Because the dog gets it. The dog is not stuck in what happened yesterday and what happened the week before and the pain and agony. The dog is in the moment of what's happening right now. Living in the moment, being in the moment, and not trivializing their life with things that they don't need. Seriously, this is a big deal. And I think it's something that we really need to take into consideration. Because when we take this into consideration and we realize the value and we realize this, we understand how the dog is living the life that we need to live. You know, by having a judgment-free, gossip-free life, it also takes us out of being on the sidelines. I don't know about you, but any time that I have put judgment on other people or I've gossiped, I find myself on the sidelines of life. I find myself not living my life anymore, but actually talking about someone else's. And it's almost like I've become a spectator in my own life. And I found that that type of time-consuming activity does not add to my quality of life. It doesn't help me in any way. It doesn't serve me in any way. Quite the opposite. It gets in the way of me living my life, living true to myself, and it gets in the way of me doing the things that I need to be doing to pursue those successes, to move the needle forward in my life. You know, another step when we're actually employing the concept of the way of the dog into our day-to-day life is ready to go. Being ready to go at a moment's notice and happy to go anywhere. I find that many times, many of us have a lot of limitations, regulations, things that we accept, things we don't accept in life. Things, oh, I don't want to go there. Oh, I'm not doing that. No, I don't want to do that. No, that doesn't sound fun. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to hang out with those people. All those things in between, okay? And it doesn't make any sense because what we're doing is we're making comments and suggestions of things we don't want to do, but we're not really trying it. We're not really putting ourselves out there. We're not trying new things. And instead, we're doing what? We're doing nothing. We'd rather do nothing than actually go and check it out. Okay, yeah, maybe we ended up not liking it. Maybe there's things in the life that we don't like. Maybe we decide, eh, I don't think I want to go to that restaurant again. Or I don't think that I want to participate in roller derby again or whatever. But why not try it? And be ready to try something. Instead of saying no first, allowing it to be. I mean, our life is filled with a series of moments and activities and events. And these moments, activities, and events come together and create the life that's worth living. It creates this lifestyle. It creates these moments. It creates these memories that make our life so colorful and amazing, okay? And it creates those things that, you know, you remember for the rest of your life. And sometimes the events and things that you go to that you think would be the worst thing possible ends up being one of the most amazing experiences you've ever been to. How about when you go to an event that you're used to going to and something crazy happens, like there's like a huge thunderstorm and everybody gets caught in the rain, or it starts to snow and nobody expected it. And those types of things stand out in your mind. It's not the things that are the same. It's the new things that we do. And when we're ready to go with the way of the dog, we're ready to jump into activities. And I'm not saying to do things that are crazy or going to hurt you, but I'm saying doing things that get you out of your comfort zone. Instead of getting stuck in the same way and the same stuff over and over again, all of a sudden we get ourselves out of that comfort zone and we begin to realize our value. But we also begin to realize what? The value of this life and the value of the way of the dog. Because the dog's ready to go. When you look at the dog and you go, hey, you ready for a walk? You want to go on a walk? You ready? You want to go on a walk? You want a treat? You want to go on a walk? Yeah. The dog's not like, no, huh? No, We walked down that one street yesterday, and that wasn't fun at all. I'm going to stay right here. No, that's not how it is. And it's funny, because even if you walk down that same area that you did yesterday, the dog's tail is up, it's wagging, dog's happy, it's either a girl or boy dog, doesn't matter, they're happy, and they're stoked because they're on their way to doing something. And so it's time for us to impart that thought process, that value within our lives, so that we can experience all life has to offer instead of like putting the kibosh down. The kibosh, bam, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I did that 7 years ago and it was horrible. I mean, I get it, but why not try it again? Because I'm here to tell you one thing. Regret is horrible. Regret is not your friend. If you think that regret is your friend, well, it's not. Regret does not have friends. Regret is the thing that keeps you up at night. It's the thing that keeps you worried at night. It's the thing that you worry. It's the thing that will haunt you for the rest of your life. So why not do several things that you go, well, you know what, that was kind of a waste of time. Or better yet, you know what, that's really not for me, but I'm glad I know. And you know what, in the process, you're going to learn a lot about yourself. You're going to understand. You're going to grow. And it's going to be a very valuable situation to you on many levels. And the way of the dog is one of those things that over time becomes your exact way of life. Because, you know, when I look at a dog and I realize a dog is in the moment. And that's what we need to be, in the moment of time, doing what we need to do, embracing that time, embracing that moment, and being who we need to be. In that moment, we need to be that. And that's what's so awesome about this new way of living is we begin to embrace this new lifestyle. This new lifestyle is not boring. It's not old. It's not, oh, I can't believe this. It's actually pretty cool because we're embracing moment to moment. And we're not taking anything for granted. And that's such a huge thing. And I think that the more we embrace and have gratitude and not take things for granted, the better our life becomes. Because all of a sudden we realize how good we have it. We realize how good we have it for the first time, and then we begin to hold on to that and we build off of that because we can't get more until we have gratitude for what we have. Does that make sense? I think it does. So when I return, I'm going to be talking more about how you can live your life with this new way of living, the way of the dog. What you can implement right now, how you can do it, and how to make strategic choices in your life to embrace it, to find the value, and to love it. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest interest rates still at historic lows. You can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been offering you a new way of life, a new way of living, a new perspective, something that can change your life into a life that you never thought was possible. We're talking about the way of the dog today, my new idea of living, how we can implement a new lifestyle to get the most out of every single moment of every single day and be able to really have one of those life that's worth living. Something that we can really, just sink our teeth into and realize the value that we have in our day-to-day life. Right before the break, I was talking about how with the way of the dog, you're always ready to go. Always ready to go anywhere at a moment's notice. It's not like that bickering or I don't know if I'm going to like it or I didn't really like that last time or whatever it is. It's not like sitting back on the sidelines and thinking about that stuff. It's actually taking that chance to experience a new way of life, a new way of living, doing things that we didn't think we wanted to do, but trying it out. I mean, what do we have to lose? You know, it's interesting how many of us turn down opportunities because what? We'd rather sit around and watch TV. We turn down opportunities because we want to just sit at the bar and have another beer, that same beer we always drink at that same bar with the same people talking about the same stuff they talk about every day. So at what point do we finally decide that it's time to take a risk and do something different, embrace something different, create something new? You know, the next step of the way of the dog is not worried about what others think about you. That's a big deal. You don't think about, like, dogs aren't over there like, oh man, Benji that lives next door, he's probably thinking about how, I have like some spots where my hair is missing, or I wonder if Benji thinks I bark too much. You know, dogs don't think about that. They don't care. They'll fart right in front of you. It doesn't matter. Okay, my dog will fart and then he'll actually look at his butt because he doesn't even know where the fart came from. He doesn't even know where the sound came from. He doesn't care. But we're all over here worried about what other people think about us. Do you think they're going to understand us? Is there going to be all these problems? What are the issues? Will they understand who I am? Well, what are they thinking about me? Are they judging me? Are they making fun of me? Are they talking behind my back? And it's all this time spent worried about what somebody's saying about you. Who cares? Who cares? If they're not paying your bills, if they're not buying you a car, if they're not paying your phone bill, your car payment, your condo payment, your house payment, who cares? Even if they are, who cares? I mean, who cares about what people think? But I know it's a big deal in our society. We all worry about what other people think about us, huh? We spend much of our daily lives worrying what other people think. And who really cares? Because you're never going to know. Unless somebody actually tells you, and even then, are they telling you the truth? Who knows? But it's like, if you're trying to worry about that, it's like trying to get into someone's head. It's trying to mind read. It's a lot of work that goes into it. And it's really a worthless thing to do. Because even if you do find out what people think about you, does it help you? Does it help you in any way? Does it facilitate anything? Does it help you on a spiritual, mental, or emotional level? Does it make you more successful? What does it do? Besides clog up your mind share, right? Make you feel bad, make you question yourself, all these things. What does it do besides take you off target and make you worry about things that you have absolutely no control over? You have no control over what somebody thinks about you. Think about it. You don't. You can't sit there and say, I will control everything you think about me. I am going to Jedi mind trick you and make you think X, Y, Z. No, you can't. But you can choose who you spend time with. You can choose the people you spend time with. You can figure out what you want to do with that. That's something you can do. I mean, that's part of the way of the dog. There's dogs, some dogs like certain dogs, and some dogs don't like other dogs. Some dogs get along with dogs. Some dogs don't get along with the other dogs. That's normal. You pick and choose. That's something you can do. But worrying about what everybody thinks about you, pointless. Waste of time. And it's definitely not the way of the dog. Another step in living the way of the dog is being curious, and being even more curious. Curiosity is an awesome thing, in a good, in an appropriate level. But being curious to know. I feel that when we feel that our life has become humdrum, we aren't curious anymore. We don't like to check out things. We're not interested anymore. Remember when you were kids and you were like, wow, look at that. You know, it's so cool. Or, you got a gift like for Christmas and you were playing with the big box because the box was cooler than the gift and all that cool stuff. Think about that. Think about how cool it was to see like seeing something for the first time and how curious it was to learn how the world worked and all that kind of stuff. Why can't we be like that now? Nobody said that when you become an adult, you become, you know, a stick in the mud. To me, being a stick in the mud is a lousy way of living. It takes away from our curiosity. It takes away from our passion and our joy for life. It takes away from all the stuff that we value. It just does. And it's not cool. It's not cool. And that curiosity is the thing that propels us. That curiosity is the love and the passion that we have. That curiosity is what keeps us going. That curiosity fuels the flame of our passion. The curiosity to see how this works. The curiosity to see what happens next. The curiosity of what makes that tick. What makes that move. What makes that happen. And that's what's so powerful. And the more curious you are and the more interested you are, the more introspective you are, the more acknowledging you are of the world around you, the more you see things that you normally would have what? You wouldn't have seen. The more you see things that you normally would have looked over, the more you see things that you wouldn't have even paid any attention to whatsoever. These are important things to take into consideration. This is what's important. This is the key. This is the time. This is the season. This is what curiosity is about. The next way of the dog that I find so interesting is that playtime is good times. I don't know about you, but I've been working quite a bit lately. It seems like I work more than anything. And I know that playing time and experiencing time outside of work is something that's very beneficial to me. And I think that's something that is awesome. And I think that's something that we must do because I think a lot of us, we get overwhelmed with responsibilities, family, raising children. On top of that, you have your job, your part-time, two part-time, full-time, two full-time jobs, whatever that is. Maybe you have a weekend job as well, trying to fit that all in, doing the housework, doing the schoolwork, whatever it all is that you have to do, doing the lawn work, everything combined can be overwhelming. And many of us have no time to have some playtime. And playtime is really important. And playtime for you might be getting some exercise, might be going to the gym. Playtime for you might be going and hanging out with your friends, doing something fun and exciting, whatever that is. But it's playtime is good times, getting away from the responsibilities for just a few moments, sometime a week, and focusing on that and experiencing those times in your life that aren't about work, it's not about responsibility, and it's about actually just being the kid again. I mean, that's a big thing about when you look at your dogs, you know, isn't it funny how they look ageless, you know, and it's because they take time to play. They take time to play with the ball. They take time to do this. They have a little toy. They chew on their bone, whatever the thing is that they do. Maybe they play with other dogs. Maybe they have little play dates. Maybe they go to the dog park. You know, think about it. Maybe you're over there, you know, throwing the ball or the frisbee back and forth, or maybe playtime is just, you know, petting and hanging out on the couch. All those things matter, and having some of that downtime and some of that playtime is so important to our physical, mental, and emotional state. And having a combination of these things are so important, and that's what I think the way of the dog realizes accurately, independently each time. And I think that's something that we all need to take into consideration and not take for granted, because I think a lot of us get overrun by our work. Work gets so out of hand, so much to do, so little time to do it, that we get overwhelmed. We end up getting, God, I don't have any time, and I have all this to do. And when people ask you about it, I don't have any time to do that. I mean, come on. But in reality, we need to put some time away each week to just spend some playtime, whether it's an hour or two a week, but we need to do it for our quality of life. You know, another thing about the way of the dog that I find interesting is that routine actually does rock. Having a routine is not a bad thing, okay? And many of us don't like routines because we think it's part of the humdrum life. But I'm here to tell you, when it comes to certain things, you need a routine. When it comes to eating and it comes to sleeping, the way of the dog has it right. They eat every morning and every evening at the same time. I don't know, your dog might eat three times a day, but it's three times a day at the same time. My dog eats in the morning and in the evening at the same time. And Buddy also likes to sleep. He gets a lot of sleep. Okay, and I'm not advising you to sleep all day, but I am advising you to get some sleep and to go to bed at a decent time and to have some sort of routine when it comes to your eating habits and your sleeping habits, as well as your dietary habits. One of the interesting ways of a dog is that the fact that they eat the same food every day and they like it. The cool thing about it is it helps with their digestion. It helps with their overall body health. Because think about it. When was the last time you had some random food to eat and your stomach was hurting, you were in pain, you felt gassy, you felt farty, whatever it was that you were dealing with? And if you would have just gotten consistent with your dietary restrictions and had some sort of consistency, well, it wouldn't have happened. So some of these routines, when it comes to the way of the dog, is very beneficial to our health and our well-being. Check the website out, AshleyBurgess.com. Go to www.AshleyBurgess.com. Read some of the latest blogs. Listen to some of the latest radio shows. Get connected. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes. Are you looking for a new show to watch? Love seeing celebrities talk about their real life stuff instead of just hearing like popcorn questions about how much money they made at the box office last year? Don't you like to actually hear real conversations and see your celebrities really talking about real hard-hitting issues? Look no further. The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon Prime. Just search for The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon. If you're not an Amazon Prime member, you can take a 30-day trial and watch the show for free. The Celebrity Perspective with Ashley Burgess on Amazon Prime.
Your old dog got a hitch in their giddy up. They may be suffering from inflammation and joint pain. Help them out and give them all natural Precious Paws. It's vet approved and has no dangerous side effects. Get nature's most powerful blend in one beef flavored tablet. It's available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com. That's PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion.
Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Be safe and sound.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm revealing a new way of life, the way of the dog. A way that you can live a life that's awesome, amazing, brilliant, and not the same humdrum life that you might feel like you've been living so far. Right before the break, I was talking about one awesome thing about the way of the dog living is that there is routine in certain aspects of a dog's life. The routine rocks, by the way, when it comes to eating and sleeping. When we eat certain foods and we eat at the same times every day, it's good for our body and digestion. When we get enough sleep and adequate sleep and we have a routine from there, it's good for our body. It's good for the aging process. It's good for us to feel good, to look good, and all the above. And that's one of the things about the way of the dog that's so cool is that there is a routine because we all need some sort of routine to stay in balance. And I feel that many of us don't realize the value of that. We eat foods that really aren't really good for us. We're unable to digest them. We're constantly changing our diet. We're constantly feeling bad, having stomach issues, burping, farting, headaches, all that stuff. And we don't really realize that we're not eating to our body type, we're not eating to our blood type, and we're not being consistent in our diet. All things that will hurt us. Another thing is many of you feel like you don't need sleep. Well, I'm here to tell you, you do. Everybody needs sleep. Okay, and you have to figure out the exact rhythm and timing for you and what works best for you. And if you don't realize that, you're not going to get the best sleep. You're not going to be cognitive. You're not going to be clear-headed. It's going to be all the opposite. And the problem with that is it's going to get into every way and every issue in your life. What I'm meaning is that work will be hard. Everything's going to be difficult and challenging because you're not going to have enough sleep. And on top, you're not eating healthy to keep the fuel going while you are up. Okay, and so the way of the dog does provide that routine in those two specific areas. Another thing about the way of the dog that I find so interesting is the concept of here comes the sun, right? Dogs love being out in the sun. Dogs love being out in the sun. They love it. It's like part of them. They dig it. It's awesome. And, you know, it's great. And they like to sit out in the sun, and I like it too. And being outdoors and being in the sun is very healthy. It connects us back to the source. It helps us to decompress. It helps us to be less stressful. It helps us to contain ourselves in an appropriate way. It allows us to connect outside of the work environment, outside of the concrete. And so here comes the sun. And sun and being outdoors and being in the sun can really help folks with depression issues and anxiety issues. And you might want to take a little bit of time if that's something that you struggle with. Go online and really research it, because vitamin D and being in the sun is a very helpful therapeutic thing. And I think dogs realize that more than us humans. That's why they're laying in the sun. You know, you catch your dog out there sunbathing. You know, it's not because they're trying to get a tan. My dog turns pink because he's white, because he's getting sunburned. Has nothing to do with that. It's because it's therapeutic. It's a health factor, and they figured it out. Another way of the dog that I find very interesting is that let's go for a walk. The concept of let's go for a walk. Let's go for a walk applies to dogs as well as it applies to people. Many of you out there say, well, I don't have time to work out. I don't have time to go to the gym. I don't want to pay for a gym membership. I don't have the money to pay for a gym membership. But you have the money to go outside your house and take a walk. Okay? So exercise begins here. The buck stops here. You can choose to take a walk. You can choose to be outdoors. You can choose to sweat a little, all for your own health and wellness. If you have a dog, your dog wants to go on a walk, by the way. And so, you know, It does two things simultaneously. So you get to take the dog for a walk as well as the dog gets to go for a walk. Everybody enjoys a walk. Everybody likes that. And you know what? Your endorphins, you'll feel the endorphins. You'll feel good. As long as you just get out there and do something to move around, you will feel good. You'll get those endorphins and you'll realize, you know what? This isn't that bad. It's really not. And if you have a dog, your dog will thank you for it. And if it's just you, you yourself will thank you for it, because you'll feel better and you'll look better. Taking longer and longer walks, even if you have to get out there early in the morning because of heat, or late at night because of, you know, working, you know, taking safety precautions and a light for you so that people can see you at night, you know, and being aware of your surroundings is important. Same in the morning as well. But these things can be very therapeutic and healthy for you. Moving the body around, that's why we were built the way we were, is because we are supposed to move. We are supposed to move. We're supposed to have movement. That's the way our bodies were built. And therefore, if you understand the way our body was built, you understand why we need to be moving, why exercise is important, why movement is important, why it's therapeutic, and why it helps us feel better and look better on a constant basis. Okay, so we talked about let's going for a walk, and we talked about the sun and the outdoors. But what about road tripping? What does a dog like most? Going on a road trip. Putting their little heads out the window a little bit, you know, window down a little bit so they don't jump out, but just a little bit where they got their ears flopping in the wind and they're road tripping. When was the last time you went on a road trip? When was the last time you lived by the principles of the way of the dog and went on a road trip? Very interesting stuff, eh? When? It's interesting because those road trips can facilitate great memories. And it's not a lot of planning. That's the cool thing, is that you're not having to plan so much for a road trip. It's not like you have to get a flight and then you have to get a hotel and you have to do this. You just got to get in the car. You got to pack a few things. You can pack the dogs up, whatever, and you go. And you don't have to go for long. You go for a day. You go for 2 days. You go for a week. Doesn't matter. But a dog loves a road trip, and so should you. Road trips allow us to venture, to see new things, to guide us into different experiences, to make the most of our moments, and to facilitate memories that last forever. It's all about that. It's all about that. And so if you're taking some road trips, you know, it doesn't have to be all the time, but as long as you're including that into your lifestyle, you'll be getting a lot of joy out of that, because there's not a lot of pre-planning and you can kind of just go by the seat of your pants. Last but not least, when it comes to living this way, when it comes to the way of the dog, unconditional love is king. A dog, it's all about unconditional love. It's not about conditions. It's not like, if you do this for me, then I'll love you. A dog is there. When you come home at night from work, who's there to see you if you have a dog? Your dog. Who's happy to see you? Your dog. Think about it. In the morning, who's happy to see you? Your dog. Who's happy? When you're feeling sick, who lays on your lap? Your dog. It's all about unconditional love. And the more you understand your life and the value of your life and the value of those around you, once you get the reason why you're here, the way of the dog is easily embraced. And the highest of high is the unconditional love that supersedes all and is key to living this life worth living. Are you ready to live an unconditional loving life and live the way of the dog? It's up to you. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.